found a Ravens fight song performed by the Ravens drumline.
And I'm now discovering that there might be like 20 teams in the league that have a fight song that I just don't know about.
Yeah.
The Eagles have one. I know that.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Everyone knows that one?
Yeah, for the most part. To the Western Hotline, Brian Wacker, the Baltimore Sun, joins us to help us preview this game. Brian, good morning. It's Jeremy and Joe. Thanks for taking some time today.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
We're, you know, it's funny. Like, these two teams were both really good last year and made the playoffs and went out against Kansas City. And, Brian, I feel like there was a similar offseason for these two in that they lost a lot of pieces, and we were waiting to see how they would come back. The Bills have come back and been pretty strong to start the season. Baltimore, 1-2 with a couple of close losses. Like, is this a team to you that, yes, they're 1-2, but they look the part of last year's team, or are they feeling some of their departures?
No, I think absolutely they are feeling some of those departures. A number of starters on both sides of the ball. Of course, you heard you guys mention the offensive line there in the update. They've got three new starters on that line, including a guy in Daniel Falele at right guard who's never played that position before. He's always been a tackle his entire career, even going back to college. So a lot of transition there. On the defensive side of the ball, they lost some players. Of course, Davian Clowney, probably the most notable, had a huge year for the Ravens last year. Was terrific, you know, getting to the quarterback and setting the edge against the run. And, you know, there's been also been a number of coaching departures and changes there. Of course, Mike McDonald, the most notable defensive coordinator, now the coach in Seattle. And also, you know, a number of other spots, another number of other assistants on both sides of the ball. So to me, I think it's, you know, this is kind of the product of when you have that many departures, you know, it's hard to overcome that.
Is it more a feeling of maybe it'll take time for things to gel, or is it really that there have been downgrades in a number of spots?
Yeah, I think probably a little bit of both. I mean, certainly, you know, the offensive line has struggled. I mean, going back to my point about Falele, this is a guy who's 6'8", 380, you know, a size that you typically don't see at guard. And, you know, there's some downsides to that. He's not as quick as some other players might be, not as mobile as some other players might be in that position. They, of course, like to run a lot of zone running schemes in Baltimore. So, to me, it's, you know, it's a matter of losing a little bit of talent and not having the same level of talent there to replace it, and a little bit of, you know, it'll take some time to gel. Of course, Derrick Henry being one, you know, probably the biggest example in trying to fold him in to the offense. And, you know, we saw that finally come to fruition last week against the Cowboys, where Baltimore ran for 274 yards. Henry had 151 of those. They only threw the ball 15 times. So I think, you know, most weeks that might be their identity. This was a team, I think, that was kind of searching for an identity and, you know, a little bit matchup dependent. But I think it's a team that will potentially at least lean a bit more on its running game than it has on its passing game, with Lamar Jackson, of course, having thrown for a career high in yardage and completion percentage last season. So,
yeah, that's kind of been the story here for over a year, like what figuring out what the Bills want to be on offense, what they want their identity to be. And if from the outside, Baltimore, like as soon as Greg Roman's gone, it was, okay, well, they're going to pass the ball more, and it's going to be a little bit more spread out maybe than it was, investing in receivers and whatnot. And then this year, it's Henry. Is it maybe falling somewhere in between where they were early in Lamar's career and maybe where we all thought they were going to be the beginning of last season?
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment. To your point, I mean, last season under Todd Monken, it was a completely different offense, spread offense, a ton of, you know, three and four receiver sets. As I mentioned, Lamar had a career high in passing yards. They really attacked with the passing game quite a bit. I mean, they also led the NFL in rushing, though, but, of course, a lot of that was Lamar Jackson. He was the team's leading rusher. I think they would like to avoid that this season, and they probably will with Henry in the backfield. So I think it is somewhere between what we saw with that Greg Roman, you know, ground and pound, heavy set offense, and spreading it out more, everything from utilizing three receiver sets and two tight ends on the field at the same time with two receivers. Of course, one of those being Isaiah Likely, who's, you know, kind of a hybrid wide receiver tight end. So I think they're still trying to find that identity in that balance of keeping opponents guessing and figuring out what they can really lean on when they need to lean on it.
Brian Wacker, Baltimore Sun, covers the Ravens in the NFL. The Baltimore defense, you know, it's funny. We talked earlier this week about the Ravens. They're one of the franchises, Brian, that has this identity that even if they don't have a good defense, people on the outside probably think they do. And like, I'm guilty of that. And last year, you know, like it's a team that finished with a great record, and they did the job in the AFC Championship game defensively. How has their defense looked to start this season?
Well, you make a great point. I think every time you would just generally ask somebody about the Ravens, they would probably say, they've always have a great defense. This year, their pass defense has really been a problem. It's been one of the worst in the NFL, stunningly. And, you know, we've seen guys like Marcus Williams, usually a dependable safety. He has struggled really going back to kind of the middle last year. Now, last season, he was dealing with some injuries. This season, he's been healthy, but hasn't really been impactful, and he's quite frankly been not very good for them. Even Kyle Hamilton, they're all pro safety, guy can do everything all over the field. He struggled. I think he's got four missed tackles. He's had some coverage issues. Their cornerbacks, Brandon Stevens and Marlon Humphrey, have been, you know, okay, I would say, through these first 3 weeks, but not great. There's been some communication issues. We've seen some blown coverages. And then if you look at the linebackers, you know, this is a team that uses two inside linebackers, with Roquan Smith and now Trenton Simpson replacing Patrick Queen now with the Steelers. And there's, you know, there's going to be a little bit of a learning curve when you replace a guy, you know, in Patrick Queen, who'd been here for 4 years, and with a guy who's in his second year in Trenton Simpson. And, you know, we've seen some of those things in coverages and so forth. I think we've seen teams, the Raiders and Chiefs and so forth, pick on the linebackers. 1 week it might be Roquan Smith, who struggled early in the season, I think, and maybe he's cleaned up his game a little bit. And then the next week it was Trenton Simpson getting picked on. And the middle of the field has been a real problem in the passing game for Baltimore. And you know, and that's surprising. And it's not just the coverage. It's, as John Harbaugh points out, you know, it's all connected. So you look at their pass rush, for example. It's just not as potent as it was a year ago. Very middle of the pack at best. We haven't seen Nnamdi Nwabike have a huge impact. We haven't seen the outside linebackers, be it Kyle Van Noy or Odafe Owe. We haven't seen them really impact games a whole lot. So to me, there's, you know, there's some cracks in this defense so far. There's certainly enough talent there. They've got all pro talent at every level on the defensive line, linebacker, and on the back end at safety. So it's a little bit concerning, but they just haven't gotten the production from their defense's best players so far.
Bills and Ravens, Sunday Night Football. Thanks, Brian.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, Brian Wacker, Baltimore Sun on the Ravens.
I feel like a Ravens fan's got to be taking a little solace right now, even though the start's been slow, that the rest of their division looks like it's still very gettable.
The Steelers are...
I think even if you were...
Interesting.
I bet if you're a Ravens fan, well, I don't know how this would be treated. If you're a Ravens fan, I bet it would be like here when the Dolphins are up two games on you. It's like, oh, we'll track them down. They're the Dolphins.
That's
if you're the Ravens,
right.
You think, oh, what, we're two games behind the Steelers, we'll catch them.
The Steelers are in a spot. You know, it's funny, whenever we talk Steelers, we talk about Andrew Filippone, our buddy, and he was yesterday suggesting that a lot of Steelers fans might sign up to pay Justin Fields like 2 years, $50 million. Like, would they do that?
Were there already?
Played three games. Russell Wilson's not going to get in because
$25 million is pretty cheap for a quarterback.
No, I think. Yeah, you're right.
Or is he saying $250 a year?
It might have been. I have no idea. Starting quarterback money in the NFL is $50.
$50 a year.
I don't know.
I mean, who else is going to be their quarterback next year? This is the thing about the Steelers.
They're never bad enough to go get one.
They're 3-0, and I feel like that's not even that good for them. I don't think they can win the Super Bowl. I feel like they are just walking themselves into a wild card exit again.
Yeah.
And they're just going to do that again next year and then the year after that, and they're never going to get a quarterback, and they're just going to be 9, 10, 11 wins and out in the first round every year for eternity.
Yeah. It is Football Friday. Brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash, call Salino. By Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Start your game day the Crosby's way. We'll be back in a snap. Brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.